Hey everybody, it's Cricket Hype on Baseball. Today we're going to talk about fraternizing with the enemy. That's right. Is it a good thing? Did we do it? Well, we'll talk about all that when we come back. Hey everybody, it's Cricket Hype on Baseball. Today we're going to talk about, a letter that we received from a fan. And they want to know, what's your opinion on players chatting and being friendly before games or during batting practice or pitching? And did we do it before the games that we played? Or is it just the new generation, blah, 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 blah? So what's my opinion of it? When I first got to the big leagues, I was pretty friendly. And then I got traded to the Phillies. And same deal. I mean, I was friendly before the game, guys. If you're out there shagging balls, a guy's running or whatever, you would say a few things. And then a teammate of mine, Mike Schmidt, our third baseman when I was at Phil's, he came up to me, he goes, listen, he goes, it's up to you. And he says, I just want you to know that we don't really do that here. We just think that, nothing really good comes out of it, because all those guys are trying to do is beat our butt. And if they get one thing out of you that, you know, maybe the health of somebody on the team that might not be available that night that they take into the game, it might be something that beats us. So we just don't do it. And I never did after that.
Well, we had umpires that came out and sat in the stands to make sure guys didn't do it. And they wrote you down and they fined you.
Yeah, $5.
Yeah, and they didn't like to do it. But it was a reminder that that it was not something that was tolerated. Look, when you're a young player, when you're a rookie, you don't do any of those things until you have a couple more years in and until you see a veteran do it, and then you'll do it. You know, I had no problems snuggling up to somebody for 30 seconds, you know, an old college roommate or somebody like that. But to sit there and have a really, really long conversation, I wasn't into it, nor was my first manager, Frank Robinson, into it. He didn't even like you to talk to the umpires. He didn't like you to talk to anybody. It was his rules, and you followed his rules or you didn't play. Now, more guys run in the outfield now, where one team's on one line, the other team's on the other line. And when they run, they meet in center field. And that's where they'll have their conversation. And that's fine. The other thing we're watching, too, is with the bullpens being so close in center field and both starting pitchers start to warm up. And we saw Trevor Bauer when the Dodgers were in town. He's playing catch in front of the Giants' bullpen. I'm sorry. That's territory that says Giants. No.
Go away.
Yeah, go away. Go move on somewhere.
Go away. Well, if you think back in when we were at Candlestick, we had clubhouses. As when you walked into the ballpark, the Giants clubhouse was on the left. You turn to the right, that was the visitor's clubhouse. What was odd about it is that both teams shared a long runway out to the field right there on the right field side, down there really close to the foul pole. And when you were coming off the field as a Giants player after batting practice, you were walking down that long tunnel, and then here were guys from the opposing team coming out to start their batting practice. So your paths would cross.
Right.
And I used to love it because guys, you'd walk by and they'd say, hey, how you doing? And I wouldn't say anything. I'd just keep walking.
Yeah.
And I know that they're kind of going, what a hemorrhoid that guy is.
You're doing the Buster Posey, but Jack Peterson.
Perfect. But you got in their head.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I watched Steve Carlton do it, and I thought, that I'm doing it. And so, I mean, my experience in Philly, I really, you know, benefited from two veteran players telling me, you know, don't cavort, don't socialize, and don't even acknowledge their existence.
It explains why you never said hi when I was in Philly.
Yeah, well, I didn't like you. That's crucial cap on baseball.
Pants were too tight.
Peacock. Enjoy the ball game.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.